Top House Democrats have been meeting this morning about a financial relief bill.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi told reporters last night a deal is in sight.
Subject to the exchange of paper and hope to have an agreement.
Democrats want free testing for all Americans and paid sick leave for hourly workers. Republicans agree on sick leave, but they want sunset provisions and exemptions for certain businesses.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in D.C. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine tells Fox in his state,
we project we have about 100,000 people at least who already are walking around with the coronavirus.
Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health says he expects widespread sped-up testing in place within a few days to a week. The Masters Golf Tournament and Boston Marathon, the latest sporting events to be postponed, they're supposed to be next month. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, hi, everybody. We're into an extended stretch of very warm days and very mild nights. Today, a risk of some scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm, but not every town will get one. High today in the upper 70s, low tonight around 60. Tomorrow and Sunday, highs in the low 80s both days. Spotty isolated showers are possible, but many towns will stay dry. Still warm Monday and Tuesday, upper 70s. Rain chances will be small. Pollen count in the medium high to high range right on through the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you live or work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
We're a few minutes after 10 o'clock. That means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles over at Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how are you this morning?
Man, it is great. The weather's wonderful. The trees are starting to bloom. If it wasn't for this crazy media, we would all be in heaven right now, but they have to have something to fuss about, I reckon.
Well, right. And then holding everybody down. Now, I guess the theme these days right now, Ray, is cleanliness, being able to sanitize yourself and stuff around you. You've got flooring that's, you know, easy to clean, right?
Absolutely. Right now, you know, yeah, everybody's worried about cleaning. If you had this incredible smart strand carpet that Clorox won't hurt, that's a great way to clean. What about the waterproof laminate?
Ooh.
Mop them with whatever you want to mop them with. You know, sterilize them however you want to sterilize them. Super, super easy. And if your house is not ready for it, we're still working nonstop, guys. Every one of us are just running as hard as we can run getting these floors down. And on top of it, we have 18 months famous cash going on for the next month. We've got the sale going on until the end of April. So there's just no excuses at all.
Well, that's fantastic. Fits any budget, folks, any financial situation. And there are options. When you hear laminate or luxury vinyl or you hear about carpet, it's not just one look. You've got samples on top of samples. Call 285-8117, talk to Ray and the team, and they'll come visit you free in-home consultation, bring samples. It's a beautiful service.
And you know what? We have spring break on us coming up in a week or so, and a lot of people are going to the beach, even though you got the whole corona thing going on. And every year when this happens, I do it every year, give us the keys to the house. We'll replace all the floors while you're gone. Lock it back up, keep everything safe. You come back, boom. It's like a magic trick. You walk in, you leave with one floor, you come back with another floor. It's awesome.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Go on vacation, it's like you got a brand new place.
Somebody broke in my house and put new carpet in.
it's really a lot. Everybody I've ever done this for says it's the best vacation they've ever taken because they're so giddy to get home to see their new house.
Right, and usually at the end of a vacation, that's like the drive back's like, oh,
downside,
man.
Yeah.
But no, to have something to look forward to
that's
when you come home,
idea.
It's a great idea, Ray. So, folks, call 285-8117.
Yeah, y'all have a great day, guys.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it. We have some breaking news here. Let's just do it now. Alabama health officials have confirmed the state's first official COVID-19 case. Announced by Governor Ivey.
We're out.
The city of Montgomery released a brief statement over social media stating the case was confirmed in Montgomery County.
Shocker.
Yeah. In a patient who had traveled out of the state and came in contact with the virus. A health official was not available for comment to confirm. This is from the Montgomery Advertiser. A previously scheduled 10 a.m. press conference with state health officer Dr. Scott Harris was delayed. Along with my fellow Alabamians, I have closely monitored the rapidly changing events regarding the coronavirus. As a state, we have taken precautionary measures and made preparations in the case that the virus would eventually reach our state. As I have emphasized time and again, the safety and health of Alabamians is paramount. Isn't that right, Missy? That is according to the governor. So, confirmed case here in Montgomery County. Don't know too much more about it. This is just breaking. I will be looking into finding more information. Doesn't surprise me, though. Somebody who traveled outside of the state came back.
Well, you got to remember, we've got international businesses here.
So. Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, more news and views. Second hour continues after this quick break.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you'd like to get in on the program. I'm your host, Joey Clark. In-house with me today, Bo Goodson of the Goodson Group. Eddie Bader as well.
Yes, sir.
And on the phones with us now, and yes, we are aware of the breaking news, a confirmed case of coronavirus here in Montgomery County. See if I can find the state officials. I believe they're speaking now, but first let's go to Papa B. Hey, Papa B.
Wow. We finally got our first case of Corona, sugar.
Yeah.
And it ain't the kind you drink, though. I'm telling you what, I, you know, was just wondering when it was going to hit us down here.
Yeah.
Warm regards, by the way, to your guest host there, both of whom I've met in the field and think a lot of.
Well, good. Thank you so much.
The let me just see if I got this straight here, Joey. So we in this country turned over the manufacturing of our pharmaceuticals to China. Then China creates this coronavirus. And then they threaten to withhold the medication that they manufacture. Is that, am I getting that straight?
Pretty close.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, it doesn't look to me like this New World Order is working out too well for anybody, for us over here.
Certainly not, you know, in regards to China.
Well, no. And so, I'm telling you what, though, I think this is going to harm them tremendously in the end.
Yes.
I think this is going to be, you know, kind of the last straw. And for those people who have not thought about it too much, good gracious, if this doesn't wake you up, then I don't know what will. We certainly can't have this where they're making some bad viruses and threatening to withhold the medications for it. You know, my brother works in the pharmaceutical industry, and he said we have a 2-week supply of antibiotics in this country. 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thinking that, boy, China is about to lose their little privileges here is what I'm thinking. What do y'all think about that?
It won't happen overnight, but yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, another thing, another thing China's doing, and a lot of people don't know, is they're going around the world, and I mean around the world, and they are collecting and getting big contracts on all the rare earth minerals.
Oh,
they
sure
are going to dominate that market. You know, there's a country, a friend of mine lives in Jamaica, 2 hours from here, and the Chinese have been there over 10 years, and they're stripping that place of all its rare earth, and they've got another type of mineral over there. And, I mean, that's what they're there for.
It's aluminum.
Yeah, they're just stripping it, and they'll leave those places barren, but they are, their intent is to hold all that. And they're going to hold it hostage.
Yep, that's exactly right. So, you know, I think this is really going to provide a lot of cover for President Trump to carry on with his economic, shall we say, fight.
Yeah.
Against China.
Yep.
So, but anyway, guys, thanks for letting me call in.
I appreciate
good
it.
Talk
thanks
to y'all again.
Good to talk to you.
Enjoy
take care, brother.
The show.
See you.
Sure.
272-9228, 272-9228. This is the second hour of News and Views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they're an equal housing lender. I want to go real quick, if you'll allow, gentlemen. I believe have a live feed. This is a few minutes behind live of Dr. Scott Harris, the Alabama Department of Public Health. Let's listen in.
We've worked very closely with the governor's office over the past few weeks to make sure that we're carrying out the actions the governor would like us to do. She's been extremely supportive and helpful. She's been personally involved with our preparations and with our activities, and we're very grateful for that. We want to let you know that we have had a plan in place now for several weeks about how we would respond, given that this is a single case at this time, and it is someone who apparently became ill from traveling out of state. That gives us a certain idea of what our next steps need to be. As we discussed yesterday, we still think it's very prudent for people to avoid large gatherings of people. We gave a number of crowds of 500 people or more yesterday, and we still stand by that statement. I would still say that the absolute number of people at a gathering is probably less important than actually the distance between people. We encourage people to practice social distancing. People need to remain more than 6 feet apart, particularly when you're in crowds, to minimize the disease of any the risk of any disease transmission. We want to remind everyone again about the importance of proper hygiene, particularly hand washing, covering your cough or sneeze. Want to remind you to try avoid touching your face. And most importantly, we want to remind you to please stay home if you're sick. People who have symptoms need to isolate themselves at home and not be out in public and not around other people. And particularly, try to be careful about being around other people who may be at high risk for serious COVID-19 disease, such as elderly people or people with chronic health problems. We have continued to increase our testing ability. As we discussed yesterday, we have increased or we have liberalized the criteria that we are using for accepting tests. And now a physician who has a test that they would like to order on a patient will have that test automatically approved. They are able to, as of this morning or perhaps maybe an hour or so from now, that process will be fully automated so that a provider can go straight online to the our website to enter that patient information, have automatic approval for that test to be performed, and then we will be able to perform that as soon as possible. At this time, the turnaround time on our test is somewhere between 24 and 72 hours. I would say that this positive test that we are reporting today actually was turned around much faster than 24 hours, and we appreciate the hard work of our laboratory staff in being able to do that. We have talked to many other groups about any changes in guidance that there might be. I'd like to specifically address a few of them. We have had many conversations with Dr. Mackey and with our school system. We discussed that at a press conference earlier today, and we do not have additional recommendations for them at this time. Dr. Mackey has an excellent plan in place for dealing with cases of coronavirus as they may be found in the community. We think that it is very prudent to avoid large gatherings of people, assemblies and field trips and things like that, and that guidance has already been sent out by the Alabama State Department of Education, but school itself continues for the students, and we think that that's appropriate. We know that nursing homes have begun to implement some changes in their visitation policy, some of them screening visitors on arrival for symptoms, and some of them actually halting visitation for the time being. We think that that's a prudent policy as well, given that the residents of our nursing facilities are those most at risk for serious illness, those people who are elderly or in many cases have chronic health problems. We continue to work closely with our provider groups and with our hospitals in developing a plan to make sure Alabama continues to get through this. We feel like we have a good plan in place. We believe Alabama is prepared. And that's all the remarks I have at this time, but we'd be very happy to take questions from you.
Thank you. I'm gonna pause it there. I mean, pretty straightforward. As he said, and try not to touch your face. I noticed he was gripping that podium pretty tightly with both hands.
Well, every time somebody reminds me not to touch my face, I scratch my face.
Right, I know.
Come on.
It's like you need to do reverse psychology with you, Eddie. It's like, touch your face.
I'm not touching my face.
Right, but that was State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris. Pretty straightforward. We have time. We'll go back to the Q&A there with the press assembled. Let's go to the phones, though. 272-9228. Goose. Goose, welcome to the program.
Hey, yeah, I just want to say hello to Bo.
Hey.
He rented us our first house when we moved back to Montgomery in 1979.
Yes, sir. Hello, Goose.
How you doing?
Good.
Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear yours, too.
Yeah, we have bought and sold three different houses through him, and whether he was a buyer's agent or a seller's agent, he... everybody was happy when he got through with doing his dealing. So he's a good man to work with. I know that. I don't know about Eddie. I've never met him. So. But if he was trained by Bo, he's pretty good.
Yeah. Bo has watched over me from the day I got involved in the industry. And he still watches over me today. I think he's why I got he's got a few more gray hairs.
A lot more gray hairs.
Well, at least he's got hair. Some of us haven't got it anymore. So, anyhow, Bo, just wanted to say hey.
Hey, Goose, good to hear from you, and I hope the whole family's doing good.
Yeah, everybody's good. My oldest son's in real estate up in Memphis.
All right. So, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, maybe caught him something or had an effect on him with all those houses we bought. So, yeah, he's doing pretty good. He's doing pretty good now.
Good.
His market's picking up there. So
he's
doing all right.
Good.
Yeah.
Good to hear
all
that.
All right, buddy. Good talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Goose.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that. Again, folks, we're hanging out with Bo Goodson, Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group here. Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. I'll put it on a personal note, Bo. Eddie was the first guy when I was doing the nighttime show to really give me a sponsorship to work with and helped me learn the ropes a bit of my own trade and then start learning what he does, what you do. It's a pleasure. And when we're working with clients like you, it makes our job easy because you get calls like that. And with all those years of experience, folks, you need to check out the Goodson Group, in particular the real estate school. Y'all have classes in April?
Yeah, we have the new class starts April 16th, Thursday night, and it goes for 20 weeks. And we have a really good interactive class. Right now we have about 20 people in class. So we'll probably have about the same number of people, but it is a great, informative, interactive. I don't lecture, so it's all interactive between the students and I. And I love questions. And a lot of people said, "I wish I had taken this course before I bought a house," because they learn so much during the process, whether they go into real estate or don't. They have a lot of information they didn't have to start with.
Well, and that way, to make clear, you don't have to be going for your real estate license just
Correct.
To be a more knowledgeable player in the market.
Right.
Stop by, sign up for the school.
About 50% of the people that take our class do not take the real estate exam. They were there for one purpose, is to learn about real estate and learn about investing in real estate and learn about managing their own property. So it's been a good group.
Well, and that's, I think, in my humble opinion, the best way to learn. Interactive kind of conversation, Q&A.
Right.
Hearing the stories is much better than... I'm not much of a textbook learner. I like reading some books, but I would prefer getting to know the people who have done it themselves.
Right.
And that's certainly your case.
That's why I went to the Goodson Group School. I didn't have any intention of being a realtor. I'd already owned rental property, and I thought, okay, I'll go to this class, and I'll learn more secrets. And which I did. I wouldn't say secrets. They just, you had somebody tell you doing things the right way instead of screwed up and learning your mistakes. And Bo's classes are great. It's not a, step A, step B, step C. Bo relates everything with some type of story.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing because you have an example. And so when I'm sitting there taking the state test, I didn't think, okay, which, a glossary type question. I didn't think, what word matches this? I remember the words, and I remember the stories that went with them.
There you go.
And it was just it just came naturally.
There you go.
Thank you.
Hanging out all show, but I just want, after that call, we had to bring that up.
Thank
you so
much.
Y'all check out the Goodson Group and the Bo Goodson Real Estate School.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if this is on line one.
All right.
News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Ken Mullinax.
Hey, Ken.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Question. Those of us that are in a house right now, do we think that current events may cause interest rates to go down or up? Is this a good time to refinance?
It's a great time to refinance. I think you can look at rates just over probably the last week, maybe 2 weeks, and you'll see them dropping.
What's the rate right now?
Give me 5 seconds, I can tell you.
Well, it's right around 4%. We saw a drop last week, and it dropped.
I'm at 4.25.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It usually, if you can save a point or two on your interest rates, a good time to refinance. But you could contact a local lender and have them kind of keep up with you. So when that happens, talk to a lender yesterday. So the people that are already ready to refinance could pull the trigger and tie down the interest rate.
What kind of money are we looking at to refinance? What does that cost out of pocket for an old poor boy like me?
Well, I think that depends on your lender, but again, Bo, you know better than I do.
Well, Ken, allow me to remind you that this hour of News and Views is brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. So I would hope that you would call Kim Williams.
Hey, she's the best.
She really is great. She used to work for a big box bank.
Yep.
And she decided.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I dealt with a local bank before, I will not name it, and I will never, ever deal with them again.
Well, I would try Kim Williams out.
Definitely.
She does great work. We've had a lot of people very happy, and she's great with refinancing.
And well, I guarantee
the
you.
The difference I see is somebody like Kim as a broker. See, there's mortgage bankers who have to loan their own money, such as a bank, and there's mortgage brokers that shop the rates, and then they find the best rates and the best programs. So somebody like Kim can find you the best rate and the best program that's designed for you rather than one flavor fits everybody.
What do you think the ballpark figure is, though, guys, to refinance out-of-pocket money-wise for someone? What do you think?
Probably closing costs in the neighborhood of $2,000 to $2,500.
Gotcha.
And I know Kim's listening, so she's probably waiting on your call right now.
Look out. Well, I'll tell you what, if she's as good a lender as she sounds like on this radio show, she's somebody to go to.
She definitely is.
567-4223.
Look at you. What a shill. I love
it. Indeed. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
You have a great one.
We got to hit another break here. More news and views when we come back. Again, folks, first confirmed case of coronavirus here in the great state of Alabama. Oh, happy day. I'm happy.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Shop the best sale of the season. Save 25 to 75% on hundreds of gift items, home decor ideas, and floral supplies. Join us Saturday, March 21st for designer demos and music by Brian Brantley. Refreshments, door prizes, and door busters available. Don't miss our spring open house, March 19th through 21st, for huge savings on our already low outlet prices. Your best deal can be found at Cafco Outlet, Montgomery's favorite outlet store, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy intimacy, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production, and it won't go unnoticed. Rush to Walmart and get Ageless Male Tonight.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group in the house. Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group in the house.
In the house.
So I want to go back to Dr. Scott Harris. He's a state health officer here. About to take questions. This happened live a few minutes ago. But y'all have questions, comments about what's going on. These guys here in Alabama sound pretty on top of it as much as they can be. I'm looking at our TV screen here. Texas officials are now giving an update, but here are Alabama officials. Dr. Scott Harris, take it away.
How old was the person who is infected?
The question is, how old is the person who was infected? We're not going to release personally identifiable information at this time. We had announced a day or so ago, I think, that our policy for now is to identify the county of residence of the person, but not to give out any other personal information.
Was this specimen collected through ADPH? Was this specimen tested at ADPH or a private laboratory?
The specimen was tested by ADPH at the state lab. Yep.
Our viewers are wondering why this took so long to confirm a case here in Alabama, given the other states in the country, there were several cases.
Yeah, I think we have tested all the specimens we have received so far. I think we've only been testing for a week. Yesterday was a week. Before that, all specimens had to be sent through CDC, and there certainly was some logistical problems in getting those done there. We would like to find cases sooner, but we have been accepting specimens as fast as we can and turning them over as fast as we can, and today is our first case.
Test results are awaiting, are in the process right now.
We announced, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday that we were going to open up these testing criteria so that any provider could have a test if desired. Since that time, we've gotten larger numbers of tests. I don't know exactly the number, but I would say we probably have a dozen or so that are going to be run today, and there may be a higher number than that. But we certainly have seen higher numbers of tests being submitted over the past couple of days.
Prior to yesterday, this patient wouldn't have qualified for testing under ADPH guidelines, correct? Because there was no international travel?
No, that's not actually correct. The guidelines that we used before prioritized people who had international travel, but also prioritized people who had other health issues, for example, or people who were seriously ill, for example, and in certain age groups. And so without providing any personally identifying information, I would say this person did qualify, even with our previous criteria.
Mm-hmm. How do you assure people, we'll probably see panic now that we have a confirmed case, how do you ensure that the public here in Alabama...
Who is that?
Somebody that wants to cause panic. Somebody that will scream fire in a theater.
What a question. Come on. I don't know who that was in the Alabama press, but come on. I'm sure we'll see panic now. Let's see how the good doctor here.
That the state has a handle on this.
I would say, first of all, this is exactly what we have expected, and we've been preparing for this for several weeks. We've been coordinating with other state agencies, with our other partners in the state, to make sure that we are ready to handle this, and we believe we have that in place. It's always difficult to sort of thread the needle, I guess you would say, between doing something that alarms people, but also being prudent and making sure that we're covering all our bases and being responsible in our recommendations to people. And so I can certainly understand why people would be alarmed. What I would say to the people in Alabama is we have expected to find a case for some time, and we've tried to be very open about that. We're not surprised that we found a case. I guess I don't know why it happened today and didn't happen yesterday or wasn't going to happen until tomorrow, but it's not a surprise at all given what we've seen around the country. We believe the recommendations that we have put out for people are exactly the way people should respond. This disease can really be prevented just based on people's personal behavior in many cases, so we would advise you to do all those things that we mentioned earlier today about hygiene, about avoiding large groups of people, and so on.
State lawmakers approved and the governor approved $5 million. It's pretty vague in that bill what it's going to be used for. I've been told it's going to be used to create screening centers across the state. How many, and then what else will that money be used for?
Sure. We greatly appreciate the legislature taking the initiative on that and Governor Ivey supporting that ask from us and from the legislature. That money is
money that's made available right away to the state, not only to ADPH, but to the state, so that we can continue with our plan while we're still waiting for federal funds to come down. I know you're aware that last week U.S. Congress authorized a large amount of money for coronavirus activities. Alabama will see some of that money, but we don't have even guidance on how to spend that for another couple of days. So in the interim, we're very fortunate that the legislature authorized that additional appropriation of $5 million. It will be used in a number of different ways. Much of it will be related to arranging for screening centers to be around the state. The exact number is not certain, but certainly in the 20 to 25 range, I think, is what we are initially starting with. These will be sites where that are specifically dedicated to screening people. There will also continue to be sites in probably virtually every county where people can be screened when necessary. The process that we have had to this point is that when we have a patient that we're contacted by from a provider who needs screening, then we arrange for that person to get screened somewhere close to where they live at the nearest location. And in many cases, that's been emergency departments at hospitals, or in some cases, it might be in clinics. So we certainly will continue to be able to do that so that people who live anywhere will have the opportunity to be screened if needed. On top of that, however, screening centers will streamline the process somewhat. We'll have a dedicated site. I think for obvious reasons, you can see why we wouldn't want, for example, lots of people with symptoms going to an emergency department to get screened. And so this will be a way of making sure that they're screened in an appropriate environment. And so we're working very closely with the Hospital Association to get these sites identified. Many of these locations probably will be at or near hospitals, not literally in hospitals, but many of them have volunteered to do that, and we really appreciate them stepping up to do that. Additionally, there may be county health department sites that are being used as well. At this time, there's still no screening done in a county health department. We need patients who need to be tested to go through their provider, and we can arrange for screening. But at some point, we think county health departments will be part of this screening plan as well. Besides the money going to do that, the money will be used for the same type of coronavirus activities that we are already doing. The things that we are starting today, such as epidemiology activities, contacting patients, tracing contacts, and following up on testing, those are the kind of things that will probably continue as we see more cases, and money will be used for that as well.
Going to pause it there. Again, you were hearing the voice of Dr. Scott Harris. He's a state health officer. I think he's doing, on my first impression, what do y'all think, gentlemen? He seems very confident. I mean, I'm at least confident in what he's saying and his own grasp of what's going on.
Yeah, he sounds very confident, like he knows what he's talking about. Very calming, not panicky at all, which is a great thing.
Right, I still just can't get over that reporter's question. There's obviously going to be panic. Okay.
Has he been to Walmart toilet paper aisle lately? There's panic.
Yeah, there was panic long before, if you want to call it that. I might use another word. 272-9228. We got to hit another break here. This part of News and Views brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. They're located at 38 East Jefferson Street, downtown Montgomery, about 2-3 blocks from the Alley Station downtown. They are a full, comprehensive tire store and automotive service center here in Montgomery, Alabama. All their technicians at Jenkins Tire and Automotive are ASC certified. They can service all makes and models, cars, trucks, SUVs, even minivans. They have all the brand names of tires, and they really can do every job, folks, whether it's a standard upkeep with your vehicle, like changing out air filters, rotating those tires, getting an oil change, even replacing windshield wiper blades with all this rain recently. Probably a wise thing to do. They can also do those big jobs with the summer months coming up. Good to get that AC repaired if you've been kind of getting by before the heat comes. Good to get that repair done now. They really do it all, folks. Check out Jenkins Tire Automotive today. Call them and make an appointment. That's the smoothest way to get things done with Jenkins. 265-0792. 265-0792. You can also make an appointment online. Find out more about them at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Thank you to Jenkins Tire and Automotive for being great sponsors here of News and Views. And be sure to tell them, folks, when you tell them I'm thinking Jenkins, you heard about them here on News and Views.
That's right.
More News and Views when we come back. Joey Clark, Bo Goodson, Eddie Bader. More after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government-recommended cleaners can be harmful to fine jewelry, so that you can safely enjoy your fine jewelry, Marguerite's will clean and kill any germs usually the same day or while you wait. Marguerite's, located in the Peppery Shopping Center on Vaughan Road, is open 7 days a week. Marguerite's welcomes this proactive opportunity to serve the community.
Business report. Americans are feeling less optimistic about the economy this month. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index slipped in March from February. Stocks are higher after yesterday's sell-off. The Dow rose 1,300 shortly after the open before backing off. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says financial stimulus talks are going well. Multiple rescue packages are being discussed. Warren Buffett is canceling his annual shareholder meeting, which has been called the Woodstock for capitalists because of health concerns about the coronavirus. Berkshire Hathaway's meeting was scheduled for May 1st to 3rd. It normally attracts 40,000 people. Berkshire's annual meeting will instead be live streamed on May 2nd on Yahoo Finance, but shareholders cannot physically attend. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. Banking with Capital One means five times the savings to help pay for your perfect honeymoon. Or five times the savings toward your family's perfect vacation.
Big fan of water rides.
It's time to help make your savings goals come true. This is Banking Reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're into an extended stretch of very warm days and very mild nights. Today, a risk of some scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm, but not every town will get one. High today in the upper 70s, low tonight around 60. Tomorrow and Sunday, highs in the low 80s both days. Spotty isolated showers are possible, but many towns will stay dry. Still warm Monday and Tuesday, upper 70s. Rain chances will be small. Pollen count in the medium high to high range right on through the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. Earlier, we mentioned this hour brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. We're talking about what Kim Williams and the team can do for you. And we're talking about refinancing. Mm-hmm. And with this economy kind of going through and reacting to this virus, as well as, you know, kind of the prices with oil, those oil wars with Saudis and the Russians, everything going on, interest rates are making some moves. So
yes, they are.
If you have the refinancing in mind, if you're a current homeowner and you can get a lower rate, take advantage of that with Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage. She can give you many options, plans that fit for you. That number is 567-4223, 567-4223. But also at Alabama Home Mortgage, say you're, you know, interested in buying a home for the first time, why not go get pre-approved before you ever go out there on the market? That way you can be prepared, have that peace of mind that you know exactly what you can afford, what you can work with, makes negotiating better, just makes the whole process smoother. And if you are a veteran, Alabama Home Mortgage has veterans in their blood, family members, friends. So they're looking out for you, the veteran, making sure you get those VA home loan programs that you earned through your service. Alabama Home Mortgage, there is a difference in mortgage companies. 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. Let's go to the phones and talk to JD.
What's going on, Joey? How are y'all today?
Oh, we're hanging out. How you doing, JD?
I'm pretty happy. You know what? You really impressed me hitting a little bumper music with some Lady by Mojo.
Mm-hmm.
I have not heard that in a while. But, you know, your last segment I truly had mixed emotions. This whole thing, it has got me baffled because, and I'm not saying it's not out there, but I haven't really heard about test result time. So how long is it from the time you get tested till the time that they can confirm whether you have or don't have it?
What the health officer just said was 24 to 72 hours, but this first test they came up with was less than 24 hours.
Well, the other thing that saddens me and depresses me is, hey, we just got this person with this virus. Let's go hold a news conference in a room full of a bunch of people, you know, where I was around this patient or whatnot, and then let y'all go stand out in crowds of people and talk about it.
There are some ironies here. There really are, JD. Like, for instance, the UK health minister has the coronavirus. It's just... Oh, my goodness.
Trudeau's wife.
You know, and sometimes the press wants to hold the government so accountable. It's like, we know you have a crystal ball back there. Why didn't you use it? It's like, that's not how any of this works.
I'm just sad because this is the first time that Alabama has not only made it to the Sweet 16, but the Elite Eight and then the Final Four.
Exactly.
I could have won $100. We had a bracket going on who was going to win as the last state standing without the virus. And you know, Alabama was standing strong. I said, well, if they're ever going to win, you know, it's not going to be in basketball. This is going to be this is going to be what it is right here. So I put my money on Bama, and they let me down.
Yeah, we almost made the cut.
Yeah, we were pretty close. And to think that they wanted to house all those people in Anniston, and we were one of the last states standing without it.
That's right.
I know.
I don't understand. They're blowing so much out of proportion. They're like, oh, there's 36 deaths. But 29 of them are from a retirement home in Washington. But they're misleading and trying to cause a bunch of panic. It's something that's been around for a long time. It's just a different strain of it. You know, treat it like the flu. Wash your hands. You know, just use basic common sense.
Yep.
But leave the toilet paper on the aisle. That's what's going to get people mad. That's going to cause a fight in Walmart. Hey, it's going to make a world star hip-hop video before you know it. Mark my words, people fighting over toilet paper in Walmart.
You're right.
Appreciate it, JD.
Take care, JD.
Hey, y'all have a good one.
See you.
But, I mean, JD's got a good point. Use some common sense, basic hygiene, folks. They're now saying social distancing, avoid large groups, but... You know, Bo, you're telling me off air that you were reading a psychologist who had studied how people react during pandemics.
Right, and what he had written books about that. He said, panic buying begets panic buying. So you see the empty shelves, and then it stirs something. People get panicked.
Right.
I remember back when I think it was Opal, right before Opal.
Oh yeah.
And I was in the grocery store, and the manager rolled out this whole basket full of batteries. And you thought there was 30 women diving into this basket to get batteries for their flashlights that they didn't own.
Goodness.
So I stood there and watched it. And, you know, I went over there and dove in, got
there
some batteries that ended up going expired and dead because I never used them anyway.
Right, but it's easy to get caught up in it. And
that's right.
Another part that psychologist said is contradicting messages kind of make people go to extreme actions.
That's right.
And to that I say the politicians in D.C. need to shut up.
Please.
They're driving me nuts because one guy comes along and tries to lead, and the other folks, like the opposition, come along and say they're not doing it. Even though what we need to do is exactly what the other guy said a few days ago, but I'm claiming he didn't say it. And as Rahm Emanuel once told us, folks,
you never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Watch out for that. We should take common sense steps.
Oh, exactly.
But yes, the latest news for those just tuning in, we have our first confirmed case here in Alabama, in Montgomery County.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like somebody who traveled outside of the state and then came back, and it also sounds like somebody who met the criterion of either in that age bracket
at risk. That's what I was wondering about, the age bracket.
Or an underlying condition. They haven't said much more about the details, but this is what they expected. They're planning on getting more testing online. Now they've essentially automated it to where essentially if a doctor wants to have a test, they can get the information in, get the test and ready to go. 24 to 72 hours turnaround for test results, and then they're going to set up, because of what was approved by the legislature and the governor, this idea of testing centers that specialize in testing for this COVID-19, which makes sense. As the health official said, you don't want people going into the emergency
room. That's what I was thinking,
yeah, with coronavirus symptoms and just infecting everybody else. And given what's being said, and again, this is very fluid information, I still maintain that because it's so fluid, what will actually be true at the end of the day, we'll find out probably a month or two from now.
Right.
The actual lethality rates, how it's actually spread and survives. But it's, you know, the unknown does freak people out. But, you know, we just take common sense steps. Most of life is unknown. We just take that for granted, and we face it every day. So we can face this down, too. I'm just amazed at how many places are closed down, canceled, and I think that's what's kind of made people go, what? But to see the stock market up.
Yes.
Now, it's not up as much as it was earlier, but there's some action during the middle of the day.
Still in the green, baby.
We shall see. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. More news and views after this.
Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
If you live or work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad, got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad. So I see people come in at night and the whole table will have a salad. But at lunchtime, obviously, I see a lot of people come in and the whole table will have a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughnette Taylor.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views.
Because I love you.
Closing out the second hour here. This second hour of News and Views, once again brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. Let's go to the phones and talk to David.
Good morning, Joey. I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you, Dave.
Just on a lighter note, I'd like to tell the listeners what Eddie did for me.
What Eddie did for you?
All right. Well, last August, my wife and I decided to sell our home in Montgomery and move to another town to be closer to my daughter and grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
So I called a real estate agent, and he came out. He had some papers with some comps of the neighborhood, and he walked through the house and took a few pictures with his cell phone. And he said, well, David, I think we could probably get $200,000. We'll list it for $205,000 and hope to get $200,000. When he left, I told my wife, I said, I think we ought to get a little bit more than that. So I'd heard Eddie on the radio, so I called Eddie. He came out. He said, David, I think we can get more than that. Hmm? Let's list it for $230,000. So I said, okay, you want to take a few pictures? He said, no, I don't do it like that. I use a professional photographer. Nice lady came out, took some great pictures. Eddie put it on the every kind of social media there is, and it came out like I think about noon Friday. And Monday, the following Monday, it sold for $229,500.
Woo!
Yep.
So, I just want to say thanks, Eddie. I hope you're still doing good. And
thank you, David. I'm doing great. How's Auburn life?
It's great. It's great.
David, this is Bo. I saw your house. That was a great house.
It's a beautiful house.
I know. That's another thing. Eddie said, well, David, just to be sure, I want to get Mr. Goodson out. Let him take a look just to, you know, confirm what I'm thinking. Sure enough, Mr.